NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Weilyn Wong.
So Weilyn, we've heard a lot about this disconnect between how the US economy is doing and how people actually feel about it. This is this critical topic, especially coming into election year. We'll certainly be following it closely on The Indicator.
That's right. We've been talking a lot about the vibes, right? Mm. Jobs and economic growth have been high. Inflation is cooling off. But a lot of Americans have been feeling bad about the economy.
Yeah, and a lot of potential reasons. Maybe people are still burnt from when inflation was high, or maybe it's the expensive cost of borrowing for a car or a mortgage.
So you're on the case. Are you going to bring us some answers today?
Not today. So I'll temper your expectations, but I will go deep into one potential explanation that intrigued me when I was looking into this.
Ooh.
So this recent paper found that the financial media might be part of the problem.
Oh no, that's me and you.
That's us. It's me too. I'm sorry.
Oh, we might be
part of this.
I'm both intrigued but also terrified to hear more.
Yes, we will have a struggle session looking in the mirror after the break.
This message comes from Apple Card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase. That's 3% on products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. As a State Farm agent and agency owner, Lakeisha Gaines understands the importance of supporting small businesses.
Being a small business owner is a dream, but being able to execute that business plan is much bigger than a dream. That's where we come in as State Farm agents to say, hey, we got you. You got this, and we got this. Let's do it together.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ben Harris is the Vice President and Director of Economic Studies at the Brookings Institution. And until last year, he was the Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the Treasury Department under President Biden. And that's where he started ruminating about the financial media.
It felt like it was almost this race to negativity. And that you could bring up things that were happening in the economy that were really good. So, for example, you see this really sharp decline in the unemployment rate for Black workers, or we had the lowest rate of unemployment for people with disabilities. So you would kind of bring up in conversations with journalists, or you would listen to conversations on cable news, and it just felt like any sort of positive characterization of the economy would be immediately shot down with a yeah, but.
You know, I hear where he's coming from. I also think it's the job of a journalist to say, yeah, but...
Yeah, and it's his job to highlight the good news. But Ben wanted to see if the media was getting more negative over time and relative to the economic fundamentals. Mm. So, yes, that's the traditional job, but was it changing over time? So we got together with his co-author, Aaron Sojourner, and they downloaded this data set from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Since 2015, the San Francisco Fed has taken a sample of newspapers from around the country, and it's teamed up with a tech company to use a type of AI called natural language processing.
Okay, I've heard of this kind of process before. They call it sentiment analysis, right?
Yes, exactly. So the AI scans economic articles for words like exploding or struggling, and it gives these words a score about how positive or negative they are. And the sentiment scores go all the way back to 1980.
Hmm.
And in the 1980s, 90s, and 2000s, it seemed like the financial press tracked the numbers in the economy fairly closely.
So when things got worse, major U.S. newspapers started reporting in ways which was more negative. And when things were improving, you would see that reflected in the way the major U.S. newspapers were reporting on that. But in 2018, this all changed.
Huh. What happened in 2018?
I have no idea. Ben doesn't either. But there seemed to be this clear break with the financial media.
But what you saw was that it was just regularly more negative than you would have predicted.
And it was getting more negative over time.
So we were just getting super bummed out.
Well, as an economics reporter, I am fascinated. And I feel like we should test whether the indicator is more negative than the economic data should suggest.
I love that idea.
And so how do you suggest we should go about doing this?
Well, the incredibly smart folks over at the San Francisco Fed can look at the language used and basically create a score of negativity or positivity.
Ben, I am scared about this prospect, but I would love to do this to figure out where the indicator indicates.
I am dying to see the results.
And so they did like a bespoke analysis just of our show.
Yeah. I got in touch with the San Francisco Fed and they were willing to do it for us. After a few days, we got the data from the San Francisco Fed. I sent them to Ben Harris at Brookings and he ran our sentiment numbers against his own numbers of how the economy was doing over time.
I am in such suspense.
You've run the indicator sentiment through your model. What did you find?
So the results were very interesting. The indicator was more positive than would be predicted by the economic fundamentals.
Yay! I feel more positive.
We are the opposite of what the rest of the financial media are. And it's true, we did go up and down with the economy, but just our baseline was way happier than the newspapers.
I feel like the basic indicator personality is to be more positive. Mm. Not like we're being glib, but I feel like we try to be upbeat. We try to be a friendly explainer. We try not to just be bad news bears all the time. And so in some ways, this doesn't surprise me.
Ben did tell me something that made me pretty relieved. And this one was about political bias.
There doesn't seem to be any pattern related to presidential administrations. So it doesn't seem to be politically biased.
Shout it from the rooftops.
Yes.
We're neutral.
But you know this thing about the indicator being so positive? I could not let go of wondering why this might be. So on the second week of February, I spoke to Adam Shapiro and Dan Wilson at the San Francisco Fed directly.
Ooh.
And Dan told me what the most positive episode was. And this could give us a clue.
Oh my gosh.
Most positive episode was February 6, 2020. So the episode was about legal betting on the Oscars.
That's hilarious. Betting on the Oscars, our most happy, positive indicator.
Okay, I didn't see that coming. That predates my time on the indicator, but I think if you gave me like 5 hours, I would not have been able to guess that that was our happiest episode.
And looking through the transcript, there was a reason for this. It would explain also why the indicator is systemically more positive than newspapers.
I've noticed, like, in the indicators transcripts, there's a lot of laughter.
Yeah. The episode betting on the Oscars has laughter 8 times throughout. So at least the indicator transcripts have a line when somebody laughs.
Yeah.
It says laughter. Of course, the AI machines pick up on this and they say, ooh, positive. And you know, on our show, we love our humor and even black humor in the face of potentially bad economic events. You know, this is from a story we did a while ago about growing scams.
It's a reminder then to just check in on the people in your life who might be susceptible to these scams.
I feel like me included. I want to be checked in on this
yeah,
stuff.
Please check in on me.
So bit of difficult humor from Kenny and Adrian. And that comes up as laughter, even though we're talking about a pretty, you know, sad topic.
Right. I mean, I feel like the next generation of sentiment analyzer bots will be able to distinguish ironic laughter and like mirthless chuckles from hearty chuckles. That's like the next evolution.
Yes, indeed. So AI people, think about not every laughter is created equally.
Well, this also makes me think about, yeah, like the fact that the transcript captures laughter, and that's something that is just inherent to audio and is not present in newspapers, right?
When I read, you know, articles in the Wall Street Journal, I don't see little prompts for when I'm supposed to laugh.
No.
So there's no laughter in there.
No
so
laughter.
So that's the kind of thing.
Okay, we need a new tagline for the indicator. It's the same economic news with more laughter.
I feel like I laugh a lot, just like off the charts giggling, contributing to our positive economic sentiment.
I think there are some moments where if you didn't laugh, you would cry.
No, like all the time, like literally all the time. Yeah.
So I choose laughter.
Yes, yes, exactly.
It's my brave statement in the face of economic uncertainty. This episode was produced by Angel Carreras with engineering by Maggie Luther. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Kincannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
These days, news comes at you fast. But the truth? Getting there takes time.
There's something that hasn't been disclosed yet.
Embedded is a podcast that takes the time to look beyond the headlines.
How did this happen? How did we get here?
With original documentary storytelling. Listen to NPR's Embedded wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.